We, on the other hand, we are trying to fulfill the commandments, and we are trying to become perfected because God is who He is. That's the best reason, by the way, to do good works. Not because of reward, and not because of fear of punishment. It's because God is who He is. God is, and He has chosen to make us to be like Him. But it's a process. We're made in His image to obtain His likeness, to be like He is. What an amazing thing. That's why we do good things as best we can. Not because it's any commandment or anything, but because it's in your heart. And this man did not understand that. That's why he said, what good thing do I lack? Or what good thing, excuse me, should I do to be saved? It's not a matter of picking out this thing or that thing to do. It's not anything you do. It's who you are. It's who you become and are becoming. That's what makes a man find salvation or lose it. He has to know who he is and be becoming as God is. And so it's not one good thing or two good things or a thousand or a trillion good things. It's not about good things that we do. It's about having God in our hearts and living according to that reality that He's in our heart. It's really, what a privilege it is to be a Christian, to be able to do just a little bit of good, to be able to help somebody in a small way, to be able to conquer our sins just perhaps just a bit because God is helping us. And it's not about those things that we are doing. It is who we are becoming. This is what he did not understand. And most of the world that is considers itself Christian outside of the Orthodox Church does not understand this. We do good. Indeed, we do good works. Indeed, we struggle to follow the commandments because God is who he is. That's why. That's the entire reason. Because we are children of God, children of the Most High, fearfully and wonderfully made. And therefore, it is completely natural for us to do as God does. Some of you know that I take my grandchildren, one of them is here today, Noah, and also Owen. I take them to church every time I take care of them. And I've made little sensors out of these almond tins. They sense the church and they kiss the icons and we sing Papa Song, which is the Christ is Risen melody from West Virginia, and other songs as well. When I first gave them the sensors, of course, they're just kind of banging them around, not really understanding how to use them. But they watch me. So they're learning how to do it correctly, actually. And there's a great seriousness about them. They go before the icon, and they bow before it, and there's a certain seriousness. Why are they doing that? For one reason. Because they love their papa, and papa does it. That's exactly why they're doing it. And that's a really good reason. So it's a really good reason to do the things that God does because we love our Father, period, because of who he is.